Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, and I will be brief since I am the last thing standing between us and hearing from our witnesses. I just want to reiterate a couple of points that have already been made. The first is I'm very concerned about process. While we are holding this hearing, and I appreciate very much the fact that we are holding the hearing, the reality is that the legislation that we are going to vote on has been drafted already and is on the floor of the Senate. Now, as one of my colleagues has already mentioned, it may be that this is just the first step and that tomorrow's votes are simply one of the steps in the process before we really get to the legislation that will be more seriously considered by the Senate. But my hope is that in some way we can utilize this hearing as a part of the real process where we develop legislation in this committee as we are supposed to do and have the process work the way it was intended to work. I'm very concerned about the fact that not only with this legislation, but increasingly we tend to see the process, the committee process, and the legislative process, which works so well here in the Senate, bypassed, and I'm very concerned about that. Also, with regard to the substance that we are going to hear today from the witnesses, and with regard to the substance of many of the comments of my colleagues here on the committee, it is very clear to me that we have very different points of view being expressed about what the problem is, why we have the problem, and what the solution should be. Some are saying we just need this bridge loan, and we can get past everything, and we can't allow this problem to get worse, and this loan's going to solve the problem. Others say that we need to restructure this industry, and the restructuring needs to take place. It's not a question of when; it's a question of it's a question of when we get into a reorganization in some type of a bankruptcy proceeding. Others say, well, you know, we don't know exactly what's going to happen, but we're pretty sure that even if Congress passes this legislation, we're going to be right back here in February looking at another tranche. And I'd like to see some answers to some of these questions. And one of the things that the witnesses who are here today can help with significantly, I think, is to evaluate that question. Are we headed inevitably to a restructuring or a reorganization in the context of some type of a Chapter 11 proceeding? And if so, is there a reason why that should not happen now as opposed to in February or in June or at some other date after we have burned through another $25 billion or who knows how many more dollars? What's the real analysis that has gone on in the boardrooms with regard to what the options are and what the best thing for these companies can be? I think about other companies that did not get these kinds of bridge loans from the taxpayers necessarily, but who've gone through the difficult process of reorganization, such as Delta Airlines, which has had to go through a similar type of restructuring and a reorganization, and we now see some significant progress there. So I guess the thing that I would like to hear most from these witnesses and also from hopefully the future proceedings of this committee is what exactly is the nature of this problem, what are we looking to in the future, and if we are looking at an inevitable reorganization in some type of a legal proceeding or, heaven forbid, some kind of congressionally designed proceeding. And I say that only because I think if Congress gets involved in doing the reorganization, it'll probably be worse for everybody. But if we are headed for that, why should we not deal with it now? Or what will the benefits of bridging to some future time be? All of these questions, as well as the others that my colleagues here have raised, are the kinds of things that I believe this committee should have the time to deal with before we are forced to vote on legislation that's been crafted and put on the Senate floor before we even have our first hearing.